Hello, Deutschlerner. This is my second of several videos that will introduce you to a ton of verb and preposition combinations in German. Today's video focuses on combinations of auf and German verbs. I have a few videos about these so-called verbs with fixed prepositions, but none of them really have gone into as much detail as I would have liked. For that reason, I've started this series of videos to take a deeper dive into each of them. Each video will explore a particular preposition and the verbs that are commonly used with them. These will all be added to a playlist which is linked up here and also in the description. Today I'm focusing on the preposition auf, which is one of the two-way prepositions or Wechselpräpositionen. This means that it can either use the accusative case or the dative case based on how it's being used and whether or not it describes a change in location. If you want to learn more about those prepositions, you should probably watch this video here first, which is linked in the description. In my video about the combinations with an, I explained the logic of each sentence and why it took the accusative or dative case. In this video, I'll use the vice versa test to show why one requires the accusative or the dative. If you want a version of this video that does not have these explanations, click the link in the description for that. So without further ado, let's get into the list. Achten auf. Accusative. To watch out for, pay attention to. Ankommen auf. Accusative, to come down to. Antworten auf. Accusative, to answer to reply to. Aufpassen auf. Accusative, to keep an eye on someone. Basieren auf. Dative, to be based on. Beharren auf. Dative, to insist on. Beruhen auf. Dative, to be based on, to rely on. Sich beschränken auf, accusative, to confine oneself to restrict oneself to. Bestehen auf, dative, to insist on. Sich beziehen auf, accusative, to concern or relate to. Eingehen auf, accusative, to mention something, to discuss something, to react to something, to focus on somebody. Einwirken auf, accusative, to impact on something, to act upon something or someone. Folgen auf, accusative, to follow. Sich freuen auf, accusative, to look forward to. Hoffen auf, accusative, to hope for. Hören auf, accusative, to listen to heed. Sich konzentrieren auf, accusative, to focus on, to concentrate on. Reagieren auf, accusative, to react to. Sich spezialisieren auf, accusative, to specialize in something. Sich verlassen auf, accusative, to depend on, to rely on. Sich vorbereiten auf, accusative, to prepare oneself for. Stehen auf, accusative, to like. Stehen auf, dative, to stand on, literally. Stoßen auf, accusative, to come across, to encounter. Verweisen auf, accusative, to point something out, to refer to something or someone. Verzichten auf, accusative, to forego, to pass something up. Warten auf, accusative, to wait for. Achten auf, accusative, to watch out for or pay attention to. Ich achte auf den Verkehr beim Überqueren der Straße. I watch out for the traffic while crossing the street. If we were to use the dative case here instead of the accusative, it means that the watching out takes place physically on the traffic, which is obviously not what's happening. Ankommen auf, accusative, to come down to. Es kommt auf deine Entscheidung an. It comes down to your decision. You can think of this one in more physical terms to kind of help visualize what's happening. Deine Entscheidung is the destination that this S is going to. Therefore, we have to use the accusative. Otherwise, you would have the Entscheidung and the S coming down together, which is not what's happening. Antworten auf, accusative, to answer to reply to. Er antwortet auf meine E-Mail. He answers or replies to my email. In this sentence, we're actually using the answer as the thing that is being pushed in the direction of the email, which means that we're changing the location of the answer. Aufpassen auf, accusative, to keep an eye on someone. Pass bitte auf das Baby auf. Please keep an eye on the baby. In this sentence, we're actually taking the idea of attention and putting it onto the baby. So even though it's not a physical thing, we're still changing the location here, and therefore we have to use the accusative. Basieren auf, dative, to be based on. Der Film basiert auf einer wahren Geschichte. The movie is based on a true story. Think of what happens when you base something on top of something else. So let's say you have a foundation under a house and then the house itself. The house is based on the bottom thing here, the foundation of the house. So in this example, we are using here a film that is based on a true story. So the true story is under here and the film is on top of it. If you were to use the accusative case here, you would have to have this, like, moving in the direction of the true story, which is just not going to work. Beharren auf, dative, to insist on. Sie beharrt auf ihrem Standpunkt. She insists on her point of view. This one has to be using the dative case because you can't insist on something in the direction of that thing. You have to insist on that thing. It's there. It's exactly where that stationary location is, even if it's not a physical location. So we still have to use the dative case here. Beruhen auf, dative, to be based on, to rely on. Die Ergebnisse beruhen auf umfangreichen Untersuchungen. The results are based on extensive research. Again, we have to use the dative case because the base is here and the other thing is based on top of that. Sich beschränken auf, accusative, to confine oneself to restrict oneself to. Ich beschränke mich auf die notwendigen Aufgaben. I confine or restrict myself to the necessary tasks. In this sentence, I'm moving myself onto the necessary tasks, which is actually changing my location, so we have to use the accusative case here. Bestehen auf, dative, to insist on. Besteht auf einer Entschuldigung. He insists on an apology. Bestehen is a stationary action and cannot be done in the direction of something. So him insisting upon this apology is stationary. It's not going anywhere. He's insisting in that location. Sich beziehen auf, accusative, to concern, to relate to. Die Diskussion bezieht sich auf das Thema Umweltschutz. The discussion relates to the topic of environmental protection. Again, you're putting the relationship in the direction of that thing. It's not actually that thing, and therefore can't be used with the dative case. Eingehen auf, accusative, to mention something, to discuss something, to react to something or someone, to focus on somebody. Der Redner geht auf die Kritikpunkte ein. The speaker mentions or discusses the points of criticism. Obviously, if a verb has gehen in it, it probably is using the accusative case. It's a change in location. This works even if it's something figurative, like this sentence. Einwirken auf, accusative, to impact on something, to act upon something or someone. Die Werbung wirkt auf die Kunden ein. The advertisement impacts upon the customers. Again, you're putting this in the direction of someone, and therefore we're using the accusative case. Folgen auf, accusative, to follow. Der Sommer folgt auf den Frühling. Summer follows after spring. Again, in the direction of spring, and therefore accusative. Sich freuen auf, accusative, to look forward to. Ich freue mich auf das Wochenende. I'm looking forward to the weekend. Freuen by itself is kind of joy or happiness, and in this case we're putting our happiness onto the weekend in the future. Hoffen auf, accusative, to hope for. Ich hoffe auf eine positive Antwort. I hope for a positive response. Again, you're putting your hopes in a direction of something, and therefore we use the accusative. Hören auf, accusative, to listen to or heed. Bitte hör auf meine Anweisungen. Please listen to or heed my instructions. This is similar to putting your attention in the direction of someone or something. In this case, we're putting the listening or heeding in the direction of, in this case, the instructions. Sich konzentrieren auf, accusative, to focus on, to concentrate on. Ich konzentriere mich auf meine Arbeit. I am focusing or concentrating on my work. Again, you're putting your concentration in the direction of something, and therefore we use the accusative. Reagieren auf, accusative, to react to. Reagiert empört auf die Kritik. He reacts angrily to the criticism. his reaction is being put in the direction of the critics, and therefore we have to use the accusative case here. Sich spezialisieren auf, accusative, to specialize in something. Spezialisiert sich auf digitales Marketing. He specializes in digital marketing. Think of it as putting your specialization in the direction of this thing, this digital marketing. Sich verlassen auf, accusative, to depend on, to rely on. Ich verlasse mich auf deine Unterstützung. I depend on or rely on your support. This one again is moving myself in the direction of your support, and therefore I'm putting myself in that direction, therefore we have to use the accusative case. Sich vorbereiten auf, accusative, to prepare oneself for. Ich bereite mich auf die Prüfung vor. I prepare myself for the exam. You're putting your preparations in the direction of this test, and therefore we use the accusative case. Stehen auf, accusative, to like. Sie steht auf romantische Komödien. She likes romantic comedies. This one only doesn't work with the dative case because if you use the dative case, you use the next example that I'm about to do, which shows you that you are literally standing on top of something, which is entirely different than stehen auf, followed by the accusative case, which just means that you like something. Stehen auf, dative, to stand on, literally. Das Glas steht auf dem Tisch. The glass stands on the table. This one is literally showing you a location and therefore has to use the dative case, as per the usual rules for Wechselpräpositionen. Stoßen auf, accusative, to come across, to encounter. Sie stößt auf ein interessantes Buch. She comes across an interesting book. This one is again very literal in the way that it's used, so the book is there and you just happen upon it. That shows a change in location for you in the direction of the book. Therefore, we use the accusative case. Verweisen auf, accusative, to point something out, to refer to something. Ich verweise auf die im Anhang genannten Informationen. I point out or refer to the information mentioned in the appendix. I'm pointing in the direction of something, and therefore I have to use the accusative case. I'm talking again about a change in location and not a static location. Verzichten auf, accusative, to forego or pass something up. Ich verzichte auf Dessert, danke. I'll forego or pass up dessert, thank you. In this case, again, I'm changing my location away from the dessert, but still auf Dessert in this accusative case. Warten auf, accusative, to wait for. Wir warten auf den Bus. We are waiting for the bus. You can't really wait physically on top of the bus, and therefore we have to use this with the accusative case, otherwise we show something that is absurd and literally just sitting on top of a bus. Wir warten auf dem Bus would mean I'm, like, sitting on it. That would be weird. So instead we use here the accusative case, meaning we're waiting for the bus to come to us. Again, change in location.